Welcome back to the Seven Links podcast. My name is Grace, and today I'm sitting down with three members of our comedy sports team. Would y'all like to introduce yourselves and the role that you have on the team?
Sure. I'm Tyler Crivella. I'm the captain.
I'm Rebecca Arrear, and I'm the co-captain.
I'm Sarah Scar. I'm the manager and the voice.
Well, everyone listening to the podcast right now, a lot of people don't know what comedy sports is. So would y'all mind just kind of breaking that down for us?
Yeah, sure. So comedy sports is competitive improv. We do shows in which two teams will face off against one another by playing comedy sports games, sort of improv matches, and we see who is the funnier person or the funnier team.
It's like a whole like team effort, and we play all sorts of games, and I don't know. It's based on like the audience's applause.
Yeah, and it's just who's funnier.
Yeah, basically.
No. No feelings get hurt like that.
Lots of feelings get hurt.
Oh.
So only some people cry.
Yeah. Only a few. You can have like five max, right? Yeah. So y'all play games. What are these games and what are your favorite games?
My favorite game is a game called Wikipedia because it's basically you get a topic, you start off with a topic, and then you just rant about it for a little bit, and then anyone can like challenge you and say, hey, that's false, or hey, that's bad grammar. Wikipedia doesn't have bad grammar. So you just have to find like loopholes and then you just go down a wormhole and it's really funny and it's fun.
It's like if Alex Trebek from Jeopardy was reading the answer to one of the questions and then all the contestants' goal was just to ruin the question somehow and just to interject and then talk about some other random thing and it always gets really hectic. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really play the games, but one of my favorite to watch, I think, is advice panels. So, like, all the players kind of assume a different character, and then the audience gets to ask them questions. And, like, every match without fail, something is like, someone's like, how do I get this girl to like me back? And then they answer, and it's, like, so funny.
Anytime there's, we get, like, audience questions, it is, how can I ask this person out every single time?
That one... Why don't my parents like me?
Yeah.
We get that a lot.
How do I like get good grades?
That's a classic.
Yeah. I want someone to like ask someone to HOKO or prom, but like someone on the team while they're doing that, that'd be so good.
That would be kind of silly.
So good.
There's no more games though. So it's going to be a
before
few
prom.
Weeks.
It can happen before prom.
Yeah. Next year.
At
the
Dustin
year.
Memorial yeah. match.
My God. So oh my God.
That would be terrible. But anyway. I think while we're talking about games,
how do you? Oh my gosh, just talk about your favorite game.
My favorite game is called the Do Run Run, and it's a rhyming game
Rebecca
in which there's
laughed.
A little. Rebecca laughed because the game is.
It scares
it's,
me.
It's so funny in my eyes.
Do you want to sing it for us, just so we get like a better idea of what it's like? You know what I mean?
You know.
Song?
I think here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say if you wanna hear the song, you should come to a game.
I actually think I went to a match and I'm forgetting the song and now I really need to hear it again. I think that we need to preserve the song permanently in a podcast that will remain on the internet so I can come back to it whenever I need that little bit of joy to brighten my day up. So would you please demonstrate the song?
You know, I'm a big fan of Yes And. I know that's our whole brand, but I think it would be funnier if I just didn't.
Man.
just because we built up to it so much.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it at home because all it is a rhyming game like based on like a one syllable.
Yeah, but
name.
Like what does the rhyme sound like?
Yeah, what does the song
There's
sound like? I want to
like
know what the song timey, is.
Like,
I can't really I need to hear it.
It's
I
just,
need to hear
it's
it.
Just
yeah.
you say a do run, 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 a do run, run. And then
I
you say
I met a girl, her name was Sam.
A do run, 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 a do run, run. She had a little lamb.
A do run.
And then it's like your freestyle rapping, except it would be a little bit better than
I'm
what we're
scared.
Doing right now because we don't have the music.
Yeah.
And then we're just
I mean normally Sarah plays the music.
There's a musician.
I am a little musician. I get a little mic, and I'm like, hey, guys, and I'm kind of funny.
If this is the direction that freestyle rap is headed in,
well,
I'm a little scared.
You know what? I don't think you should worry about it. It's well, because there's also variations on these games.
Oh,
so well, like there's the do run,
there's do do rap rap.
There's do oh, rap, rap.
Yeah,
and that's like a lot more rap, as the name would imply. Really?
Yeah,
and then there's like different beats and things, and it gets a little silly crazy.
Whoa.
So yeah, the game is Black essentially beans. Freestyle rapping slash rhyming to a tune. But you have to use certain words, or you have to tell a story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a really funky you could funny say time.
Really, it's a really fun.
It's funky funny.
It's what?
It's funky funny.
It's funky funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just
you.
Like funny.
Thank
it's
you for
like
those words.
You do a little groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really selling it today. It's a Monday morning, listeners. And so all of us are very awake and happy to be here at 10 a.m.
Yeah. And there are definitely.
What are you talking about?
What?
I don't know, man.
All right. Well, you've mentioned the games. You've mentioned that you kind of win by being funnier. How is the winner determined? What does the point system look like? Like, what is any of this? How do you. I'm kind of confused.
Okay, so during matches, I'm the one that's kind of taking track of, keeping track of the points up in the booth. And it gets a little funny because it's really just like the ref. They just get to be like, Sarah, give like 8 points to blue and like 4 points to red. And it's not that complicated, except the quick math kind of stresses me out a little bit. It'll be like 12 plus 4, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
You're in Calc BC, right?
Don't, what are we talking about? But, like, it's the addition that gets me every time. And then it's funny because they'll be like.
It's the hardest part of math.
It really is. Like, don't underestimate it. And then the funny thing is, like, to end, they'll be like, Sarah, who's the winner? And I'm supposed to say the score. But sometimes it ends in a tie, and sometimes the ref doesn't know that it's a tie. And I'm never, ever supposed to call a tie because that's just, like,
it's really awkward because it's like, okay,
there's
everyone, like, drum
momentum.
Roll, and it's like, oh, it's a tie. And it's like, oh.
Ew.
Okay.
It's very lame.
This is
so
a
in that
secret.
Case,
yeah,
I no kind of have the power to choose the winner.
Wow. So is that favoritism? Have you ever been bribed, Sarah?
No, I've never been bribed. Bribed.
Can I bribe you?
No comment. Just be funny.
That's a good motto. Also, like, the ref, there have been games where the referee just kind of, like, does whatever, and the points just go off the rails. I remember I saw a game where the ref took a penalty of 10 points away when neither team had more than 5. Like, you know what I mean?
It went
like,
into
you could
the
just,
negative.
Yeah, you could just do whatever, and
well,
so
it was
you don't
like,
really know.
Because, like, this is, I've been watching comedy sports for a very, very long time now, and as an audience member, I myself have gotten points before. Mm-hmm. Just like whenever, like, I don't know, the ref's tired. So they're like, you know what? 5 points to that little girl right there.
Wow. Everyone gets a little bit of points.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you keep mentioning the ref. Who are the refs? Where are you getting those? How do they function?
So we took a couple of adults from the Comedy Sports downtown.
We put them
in a van. And
you're speaking
we
really
them
slowly
here.
Right now.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, I mean like the words are just getting stretched out. So I just heard like, we take a couple of adults.
We do that, you know? So our coach and our main ref is Samir.
He's here.
Samir is here. And he does 5 of our coaching
like right
sessions.
Now.
Yeah, he's always here.
He's watching.
Yeah.
He could be listening. Who knows?
Y'all should send him this.
True.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see how it works out. You know what I mean? I think they're sort of trained in the art of looking like a barcode.
Funny.
You know? They have the black and white stripes. They've got all the little notepad.
They have like a big ref spiel at the beginning.
Dressed like sports referees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of look like them.
Well, it is comedy sports.
Yeah.
So the sports is in the name.
With a Z at the end.
Yeah.
So even
cool
have
like
turf.
That.
It's very sports-like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You should consider us athletes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're athletes.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, can you say that term again, like into the microphone just so, because I don't, some people might not have caught that. She's laughing.
Athletes.
So it's act leads because they're actors.
So actually, as the voice, I'm not an actor, so I'm kind of like exempt from that
term. I'm not an actor
either. Yeah, but you act, so.
Betrayal upon the highest degree.
Sorry. Our soundboard runner is having the time of their life. There are a lot of facial expressions going on right now.
I love sound.
That's so true. We love
Sarah,
sound.
You do sound. Sometimes.
You know, I do at comedy sports.
Yeah. You do at comedy sports. That's what matters, because that's what we're talking about right now. So, comedy sports practices. What's rehearsal look like? What do y'all do in rehearsal? Because it is improv. How do you prepare for that?
Well, I mean, we got to learn the games, because there's a lot of them. And every year, we get, like, new players, new members, and so we have to teach them the new games. And
every game, we play 8 games. But there's always some similar trends. We always start with an energy game in both halves. We always end with puns. We always have each team does their own individual game. There's all these sorts of like logistics.
There's like scene games, gimmick games.
Skin gimmicks. We got mind melds. We got all sorts of categories.
What is mind melds?
Those are games in which all of the players have to sync their minds together, and maybe they speak like one word at a time to make like a sentence, or to maybe spell words. We always love the Spelling Bros. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're always iconic.
Spelling Bros is my favorite out of the four, because it's just...
It's a bunch of bros doing some hardcore spelling.
Like, didn't spell apples right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one's actually like good at those games, because none of us know complex words for the most part.
But at least you do it together, and that's what matters at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a community.
It's a team.
This is a team, exactly, Sarah. Which brings me to our next talking point.
Okay.
Y'all are a team. Y'all are a wonderful little community.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about like the community space that's been given to you by Comedy Sports? How do y'all feel about that?
You know, I'm going to be the first to say it. But I think our sponsor, the Mr. Ted Tran.
I love Mr. Ted Tran.
Of Advanced Placement Biology Sciences.
Oh my God.
Has been doing a splendid job sponsoring our event. And we're so blessed to have such an amazing presence.
Yeah.
And also Ms. Rickford and Mr. Oliver for giving us the black box.
Oh yeah.
But new directors. I think that's so true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think the little community vibes that we got going on, everyone on the team for the most part likes each other. There's occasional times when there's drama.
We all love each other.
But I think those, you know, you really don't look at the shadow. You look at the light that casts those shadows. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
It's like the sun.
It's like the sun.
You know, I think we're all super grateful for the community within our comedy sports team.
I asked a dangerous question. All right.
We finish all of our meals together.
I mean,
our acts of communion.
Communion is never completed.
That's this is during a lit matches, reference. We are fed That's by an the AP one, joke. The only, my mother, Christina Rear.
Good job.
We love Christina Rear.
We're so proud of Christina Rear.
She brought us pizza the other day.
Oh, that's so nice.
Caesar salad.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Hungry Howie's is our new pizza dealer.
Good job.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, okay.
We'll talk about that later.
There may be issues with the pizza vendor. All right. So, new directors this year. Has Comedy Sports been any different, or like has there been any sort of transition? Like, can you talk about the director transition and anything that's happened there?
Well, there's been a little bit of a transition because
just obviously anything
because like Rickford is in charge of Comedy Sports, and I don't know if she's seen one.
She played in high school.
She played in high school.
Yeah, she did, but she hasn't been to any of. At least not this year.
Yeah,
she hasn't been to any of ours.
We've had one, and she had a migraine.
It was pretty bad.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
For reference for everyone, these were all of our middle school theater teachers. And so it is it's such a fun experience to have, like, people that you've had for 3 years.
Like,
yeah.
I know.
They really saw the best of all of us. And now they get to witness us again.
Wow.
I'd say everything's pretty similar. The only thing that's changed really is now...
We're funnier.
And also I have been able to use my impeccable interpersonal skills to convince Rickford to give us more practices.
Which is, I mean, they used to have a lot more, but then I don't know what happened with
UIL, well, with the jazz. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
And then I think COVID also killed a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I think, when was I in my prime personally? I think my junior high theater days.
Yeah. 100%. All of us have nothing to hide about our middle school theater days and have no regret about anything that ever happened at that
time.
It was
the giant peach. It would have been great.
Rest in peace.
Oh my gosh. That was really good.
Thank
that was
you.
Really good.
How comedy sports
or was it
you?
A groaner?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, that's a reference that we haven't explained yet.
Yeah. Oh, explain the groaners.
It's crazy.
There are fouls in comedy sports and you can lose points. I'm making references because I was at the last game. Mm-hmm. Do y'all want to explain the groaners? Thank you.
Rebecca, do you want to take the groaner foul?
Yeah. So the groaner foul is, there's two fouls. The first one's the groaner foul, and I'll let someone else explain the out of bounds foul.
Okay.
But the groaner foul is basically it's just a joke that makes you groan in pain, in physical pain. That's like a dad joke. That's like, that was bad. And the one that we normally get is like,
the voice gives
or
us
no,
a groaner
I
foul.
Do give no, a groaner no, foul every match.
It's
really
one
fun.
That Samir gives for puns about doctors and patients.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then he's like, the ref will be like, hey, Sarah, do you have a groaner foul? And I get to tell a really good joke. Really and then the audience joke. Is supposed to groan, but they usually laugh because I'm like that funny.
Yeah.
They're just that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if someone commits the atrocious groaner foul, they are subjected to stand in front of everyone else and they have to give an apology.
Like a heartfelt apology. And then the audience like votes whether like a yay or nay.
Don't they get like a timeout first?
That's out of bounds. The out of bounds foul.
Well, I was going to say, there's an actual, yellow flag that gets mm-hmm. thrown on the field for groaner fouls.
Again, because we are sports.
We are sport.
Can I bring a yellow flag to the next game?
Honestly, I mean, you could. Don't know what they'd say about
just
that.
For funsies?
Just to mix it up. Keep y'all on your feet.
Okay, if you flew a yellow flag around the audience, we could not stop you. Actually, we can. We own the black box, so we can just...
Well, because the next three matches are away matches.
Yeah. That's true.
They're far, far away.
Yeah. The out-of-bounds foul is if anyone, including the audience, says... there's also motions with all of them. You can't see the motions, but we're all
dabbing.
Doing the motions.
Nope. I'm not doing the motions.
Okay, well, Grace is a hater for that. the out-of-bounds foul is if someone, including the audience, says something so lewd... Crude,
lascivious, sexist, racist, or downright dirty.
Any of those things. Yeah. If you say something bad, because we get kids that are like three, little niños.
First game I went to, I was six.
Mm-hmm. So we can't be having anyone doing anything bad. And if they commit the out of bounds foul, they have to go sit in the corner.
Ooh.
And then if they do it again, then we will like kick them out or something. Yeah. But we try to keep it light for the first time.
So if I threw a yellow flag.
That's just...
Bring it back.
Does a red flag exist?
No, I mean, you just...
There
you
are
just
no
leave.
Red flags in comedy
sports. Well, yeah, because like for out of bounds, Samir just like uses the wheel like... Choo, 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 choo.
Yeah.
Because sports.
Because sports. All right.
Is that a whistle sound that you're making?
And
what do you think whistles sound like?
Mm-hmm. And just... Before we go... When's the next time people can come out and see a comedy sports match?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
If you want to see an away match, our next one is at Tompkins, October 26th. And our next home match is right here, January 11th.
Wow, that's
1-1-1. I know.
Oh, that's a good number.
Wow. I know.
1-1-1. All right, well, my name's Grace. This has been another episode of the Seven Lakes High School podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you again soon.